pearl. The Holy of Holies. This is it. It's all here. The twin phallic. I think the reason why you had twin phallics is because it just symbolized they're getting you coming and going. Here's, you got the temple built by Solomon. Here's Solomon's temple, the great Solomon and his temple. Yeah, Solomon's temple, and you will see the twin phallic pillars. Yeah, there's Solomon's temple. Incidentally, I don't think there ever was a Solomon. The rabbi told me that the word was simply Sol, S-O-L in Latin, Om, O-M in Hindu, and On in the city of On in Egypt for the sun. It's the sun in the three esoteric languages of the world, Sol, Om, and On. You put them together and it's King Saloma. No, it's not Solomon, Sol, Om, On. You know, the priest of Om in the Hindu. And the city of On in Egypt, the Greeks call it Heliopolis, but the Egyptians called it On. That's why when you walk into a room, you flip a light on, because it represented the coming of light, the city of the sun, bringing light. You flip a switch on. So it's Sol Om On, just the name of the sun in three languages. There was no King Solomon, but there was a couple of big Peters, and they, you know, still there, in front of the temple. And a couple, and obviously a Peter head presiding at the, and here they are even today in downtown Los Angeles. You still have Peter heads presiding at the double phallic at the temples. Here's in Cincinnati temples. Here's the, as I said, the double phallics are always very important. Here we have the beautiful Ambassador College in Pasadena campus. This is a Worldwide Church of God, Herbert W. Armstrong. I don't know what all this is. Is there a message in all of this or what? I don't. Yeah. So I guess you. So they're all going to seminary. Okay. Yeah, it's incredible stuff. Twin phallics. It's just everywhere, all of the architecture. But people don't realize that these symbols, there's the domus, the dome, and the twin phallics, and the mushroom heads, and the volcano gods, and it's just a never-ending pouring out of stuff. That people just do not understand where these symbols and architectural emblems come from. So it's everywhere. I know you get tired of seeing the same concept, but I want to do an overkill. I want you to know that this thing is everywhere, all over the world, in churches, in town squares. Now you even have the king with the twin phallic on the chair and the triangle, the 60-degree square Freemasonry. And the staffs were always male symbols. And, of course, the king always was and still is even to this day, the big Peter head in town. He's the big penis head king. And he's still a Peter head as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, here it is, the Royal Institute of British Artists. Here we have the same symbolism. Again, twin columns. Twin columns of Freemasonry. Here we have the office of the attorney, of the city attorney in San Diego. Yeah. There it is. So if you're thinking about getting any justice in San Diego, it's just like the old judges used to say, there is no justice, there's just us. Say again?
Yeah, the penal code.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there is a direct connection with the penal code. Of course. So when you go in, you're going to testify and the penal code and penalized. And incredible. Just, it never, ever stops. This whole entire religio, political, economic, religio system just is incredibly filled with symbols and emblems that people have just never thought about. The pipes, actually, the pipes, musical instruments, both flutes and reed pipes, had a place in the primitive fertility rites, owing to its phallic appearance. That's why you have church organs. It's the whole very word is organs, the male organ. Yeah, they're blowing on the male organ. No, I'm sorry, but that's the reference works tell you that that's what it means. It's the symbol of the male organ, the double phallic of the male organ. You find them in the churches everywhere. The male pipes.
Where does the intern fit in?
Right down here.
Down here at the bottom. Right. Here again, the twin phallic pillars. Now we have the female. The female symbolism is everywhere, of course, in the ancient world. And, of course, in the modern-day world, we have the column, of course, itself is the phallic. And here's the god coming out of the female oval.
Jordan?
Yes.
Can you remember what the color of the battlefield was in Custer's Last Stand?
No.
What color was the battlefield in Custer's Last Stand?
Red.
No, it was white. Then you just kept coming and coming.
Good. Great. I was gonna say something else is just about as bad. Okay. Anyway, here's the concept of the god coming out of the female or being born by the virgin, the Virgo. Virgo the Virgin. Okay? And you'll find this whole symbolism everywhere. In Christianity especially. You find it everywhere. And you know, you get so used to seeing these symbols and you don't realize what they are not only representing but how they are affecting your general psyche and how you visualize. I mean, the male sperm going to the female. Here we have again the obelisk. As I said before, obelisk was the word obelisk comes from the Greek word meaning a pointed pillar. The old joke that calls the United States' largest modern obelisk Washington's greatest erection. Yeah, yeah. And of course, the obelisk is the Washington Monument. The male phallic connects, as I said, to the Oval Office. Yeah. So that's the, you know, that's the basic idea. Okay.
I try not to.
The Vatican and its connections with Freemasonry. Freemasonry from the Roman. What we got today is a lot of Freemasonic symbolism in the Vatican. I don't know what this tells you, but when you got ambassadors and people coming from all over the world to visit the Pope and they go down on their knees, I don't know what that tells you. That's you know, that's pretty outrageous. Pretty outrageous. And now here we have a very interesting color thing I got from a Masonic encyclopedia talking about the different Masonic orders in Europe. And here you will see, of course, the Pope, the papal headdress, etc. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, there's the 33rd degree. Okay, now we got it. Again, the papal headdress. Here we have the chapter jewels of Freemasonry. And up here, the jewel of Freemasonry, the jewel of the high priest, is the papal tiara. Here we have on a, what do you call them? Can't remember the word for it. But anyway, this is a Freemasonic illustration, and here you will see the Pope, or the papal headdress. Here we have something called the Royal Arch Chapter of Freemasonry, the Royal Arch Chapter. This is why you have on both sides six stones in the Royal Arch, making 12 stones in the Royal Arch, and the middle one is, of course, called the Keystone, which holds the Royal Arch together. That's why Pennsylvania is called the Keystone State. Because it was there that the Royal Arch Freemasons developed this whole concept that we call today America. Again, these are very ancient and hidden symbolism. Here we have the High Priest of Israel with the breastplate wearing the papal headdress. So, here we have the fires of in the cauldron, and you have the Triple Crown. This is why we have Triple Crown racing, because this is the Triple Crown of Vatican Freemasonry, the Knights of Malta, King of England. Here's Malta, and the Knights of Malta are called the Knights of St. John, and the Knights of St. John also are called the Knights of St. John of the Hospital. This is why we have hospitals and doctors, I mean the clergy, the priest wears a black robe and has nuns, and the doctors wear white robes and they have nurses, and they both have they're both priesthoods, and they both are licensed, and you can't be a priest or a doctor unless you have a license, which means a license simply means a permit to do something that without that permit would be unlawful. So consequently, they've got a whole system set up to take care of you physically and your spirituality and everything else. They'll do it all. This deals with the island of Malta and all of the secret meeting places of the ancient secret societies that used to meet on Malta. And many are built in the time of the Knights of St. John. Here is the Maltese cross coming from the ancient world. You'll find here is this is the headquarters for the Knights of Malta. And it's named after the Order of the Knights of Malta. Here we begin to see some of the symbolism, the 60 and the 90 degree square of Freemasonry. You'll see the red Maltese cross, the black Iron Cross of St. John, the black Iron Cross is the Nazi cross. And this is the actually Arco gas. If you look at the Arco gas symbol, it's turned on, not on the square, but if you turn the Arco gas symbol on the square, it becomes the Knights of Malta cross. Here is the Colombian Commandery of Knights Templars. And our police, even today, is a Masonic order. The word police comes from the Latin word polis, meaning it's all connected together with the idea of the policy. Politicians make policy for the plebeians and enforced by the police. The police enforce policies of the politician. All goes back to the concept of the ancient Roman domination of the citizen. All of this is Roman. All of this is Catholic. All of this is Vatican. All of this is nothing more than treason against the human race, the manipulation, exploitation of the ignorance of the people by a handful of select tyrannical secret societies. Again, here we have the Knights of Malta again. Here we have a clerical cape called the cleric cape. It's black and it's clasped with the Maltese cross. The Maltese cross. Here we have the clergy in England, Church of England, wearing the Maltese cross. You need to know the connections behind the British royalty, the Vatican, the Mafia, La Cosa Nostra, CIA, international bankings. All of these filthy and degenerate organizations are being guided, organized, and directed by the clergy, the black robes. The black robe clergy. There it is, the Nazi symbol, the Knights of Malta. Here it is. And as I said, there's the black cross. Of. Here is some pictures taken from a Catholic book on the Knights of Malta in the Catholic Church. The Masonic Order of Malta in the Catholic Church. There's the Pope checking the books, I guess probably for the gas or whatever. Here's Ronald Reagan and Nancy with the... there they are, some of the brothers of the Knights of Malta. These are the people who are the brains behind mafia, international drug racketeering, wars, bloodshed, and international banking. That's on the weekend. And during the week, they're very busy running the rest of the world. There's clergy, military, all wearing the same symbolism. So, the bottom line on all of this is that there is, in fact, a very definite connection that can be made between the church and fascism, communism, secret societies, mafia, all of the occult orders operating throughout the world. The Vatican is very much involved in all of this behind the scenes, and most people would never, ever get the knowledge of this because they think it's purely a church and a religious organization. They have no idea in the world that this thing is nothing more than the reincarnation of the old Roman Empire under the Caesars. And today, our laws in this country, our symbols of government, our educational institutions are all based on the Vatican. Here we have something called the 60 and the 90 degree squares of Freemasonry. I never can remember which is which. I think this is the 90 degree and this is the 60 degree of Freemasonry. Yeah, see, this is the 60 and this is the 90 degree of Freemasonry. You'll see it on symbols everywhere. Masons of London have it. And here it is on the dollar bill. 90 degree square of Freemasonry. There's the key that Jesus supposedly is giving Peter. No, it's the key of Freemasonry. Here we have church choirs wearing the 60 and 90 degree squares of Freemasonry. Here we have the meeting of fish heads in Washington, D.C., looking at their, all the fish heads here at the Domus in Washington, D.C. They were sent there to check on their money, and they're all wearing their 90-degree squares. I think that's interesting, that the church and the dome of the Washington, D.C., the Vatican, all of this stuff is actually connected behind the scenes and is lawful and legal, and the reference works are all there.
What are the tails on the tiara mean?
Oh, yeah, that goes back to the tassels of Judaism. And that's a very important symbol in Judaism. When you graduate, you have the tassels on your mortarboard. There again is the square, 90-degree square. Here is at Oxford, notables of Oxford. There they are. And up here you will see the 60-degree square of Freemasonry. The whole concept of the square of Freemasonry within the magic circle, the square in the circle. You have the Washington Monument from above, which is the Masonic square within the magic circle. And even in Saudi Arabia with Mecca, it's called the perfect stone or the mystic cube, which is the square within the Masonic circle. So much of our religious and institutions around the world have the same symbolism. That's why I am saying that there's a very big connection behind all of this stuff. And I think this is toward the very end of my presentation for the day. On the dollar bill, you'll see this little guy here. There he is again. There he is. Little owl on the dollar bill. Little owl on the dollar bill. We're told that it represents the owl of the Order of the Bohemians, the Bohemian Society up in San Francisco. They worship the owl, put it on the dollar bill. And here, of course, is the five-pointed pentagram, the interior of a five-pointed star. A five-pointed star is called a pentagram. The interior is called a pentagon. That's why the United States has a pentagon, because it's the interior of a pentagram. And an old Babylonian Sumerian cross. You'll see the cross. You see it on the Nazi planes. And of course, I have often wondered why it is that clergy, high clergy, bishops are always called primates. Yeah, no, seriously, they are called primates. He's the primate of all England. I think it's because they're just monkeying around. I don't know. Yeah, he's a primate. There he is, a primate. Primate with the fish head. And the big Peter in his hand, see it? Yeah. And it's just, and then he's also a member of the British Empire, and he's the Order of St. John of Jerusalem. He holds a royal... he's got it all. He's well connected. So... What now?
You didn't have a picture in there of the large United States IRS office.
No. Well, there's...
Did they have a staff? Because every time I deal with them, that's true.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why you should. So, anyway... I will. I have about another 6 hours, but I'm going to bless you with that this time. But I would like to say thank you for allowing me to be with you again. And if any of you would like to have the video, it's a 90-minute video of what you saw today was on the 90-minute video, and a book, accompanying book. I have it over on the table. And again, thank you, and we'll be seeing you later.